This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A truce between Israel and Hamas began on Friday at the hour set by Egyptian mediators, and U.S. President Joe Biden pledged to help the devastated Gaza Strip with humanitarian aid after the worst fighting in years. Palestinians poured into Gaza streets for celebrations overnight, many of whom had spent 11 days huddled in fear of Israel shelling. Mosque loudspeakers blasted a message claiming victory over the occupation of Israel during the so-called Sword of Jerusalem battle. In the countdown to the 2 a.m. local time ceasefire, Palestinian rockets continued and Israel carried out at least one airstrike. Each side said it stood ready to retaliate for any truce violations by the other. Cairo said it would send two delegations to monitor the ceasefire. The violence erupted on May 10th, and Gaza health officials claim 232 Palestinians, including 65 children, have been killed and nearly 2,000 wounded in airstrikes. Israel says it has killed at least 160 combatants, and authorities put the death toll in Israel at 12, with hundreds of people treated for injuries in rocket attacks that caused panic and sent people rushing into shelters. U.S. President Joe Biden had a day earlier urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek de-escalation while Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations sought to mediate. Biden at the White House Thursday extended condolences to bereaved Israelis and Palestinians and said Washington would work with the United Nations and other international stakeholders to provide rapid humanitarian assistance for Gaza and its reconstruction. Biden said aid would be coordinated with the Palestinian Authority, run by Hamas's rival Mahmoud Abbas. This is VOA.